Okay, here we are inside two. Oh, get my position on the floor again. Let's see, all the things to tell you. Very briefly, I'll go back a few days. On the 8th, last Saturday, we had the Guys and Dolls. This was a USO show. It was a group from San Jose College in California, and they did the whole Broadway show of Guys and Dolls. Young people, college students, but they did a fine job. That was the first show, Broadway show, that I have seen here in Korea. We have had parts of shows, like they might do a selection of songs from a particular play, but never the whole thing done. And I was amazed with these young people because they had all this scenery. It wasn't a lot, but the way they set it up, they had cloth for the most part, because they could fold that, and had pipes, and these pipes broke down into small pieces, and they just broke it all down and packed it up in suitcases and went away, But I mean, they brought the whole, all the equipment they needed, lights and everything else, and everything they had just disassembled, and I was amazed that they did such a fine production because we have limited facilities, although I have a big stage. And I do have some equipment. Anyhow, everyone enjoyed Guys and Dolls. That was Saturday on the 8th. Then, on the 9th, we had James Brown. And you probably don't know James Brown any more than I did. But James Brown is supposed to be the soul singer of the current times. James Brown and his orchestra, more or less. He has a complete show. But there must be about 12 members of an orchestra. I don't know if you call it a band, but they had some violins in it and horns. And I watched about 40 minutes of it. They did two shows on Sunday. But Duchess, was it loud? And it's screaming music. It's all soul music. No, it was. I'm sure it was good, but it just isn't my cup of tea. I think some of the songs are even worthwhile, but the music is blared so that you miss the words and you miss some of the talent because he had one or two girls that had, I think, fairly good voices. And they did some fine things with their voices, but a lot of it was drowned out by the racket. Oh, my God, the two sets of drums. Anyway, it was complete chaos here Sunday because this show was supposed to be given out on the ball field. We have a football stadium, not an open stadium. But it rained. It poured Sunday, so they had to hold it in the gym, and they could seat 667 people, something like that. And they had thousands on the compound who came to hear James Brown. He's supposed to be the big hit, and he's a big shot because he flew in by chopper. And I understand when he came here, he demanded all kinds of things. Of course, the army pays for everything, and they gave him VIP treatment. So we were affected quite a bit of. Because of it, in respect to equipment, they had to borrow all kinds of things from my service club, right? They borrowed 221 chairs. They lost eight. That's still got a problem that isn't settled yet. But it has been a weekend and a half. So that took care of Sunday on the 9th. Oh, and then Sunday night, too, I had a magician show going on, Sergeant Ferris. Steve Ferris, he has worked for me before. He's very good. He does magic tricks. Oh, I should tell you this. I have seen Steve perform two or three times. In fact, I was one of the first people to hire him. He's a young boy, and he has done magic for a number of years. And anyhow, he has this one trick that he does. He always needs a female because he make believes he pulls a bra off the girl he's using as a guinea pig, really. So the last couple of times, I won't let him do this trick with me, see. And but the other night when he came, there were only two women in the entire club. Myself and Ruth came over. She seldom comes over to the club, but she wanted to see him. So then he called me up on stage, and I said, "Now, Steve, you're not going to do that trick?" He said, "No, I won't, Aunt." Sure enough, didn't he do it? Well, of course, the guys love it. They think that's the greatest, He pulls these scarves, and next thing you know, a bra comes out of the middle of the scarf, and you're holding it by your neck. Well, of course, he doesn't pull your bra off, but everybody thinks it's yours. And oh boy! So, And my other big news is that, in fact, that same night, it was Sunday night, Colonel Sandell, Sandy, I call him Sandy, very charming man. I've only met him a couple of times, but he's in charge of Second Aviation. This means choppers and helicopters and things like that, right? Well, he was kind of, I think he had a couple of drinks, I don't know, but he stopped in the club. This was the night of the magician act. Anyhow, he did ask me, would I come for cocktails this Friday afternoon? Of course, I'm working, but I said, of course I'll come, because he said he'll pick me up out here on the ball field in a helicopter. So I was just delighted that just, and I'll just take off Friday afternoon because God knows I've put enough time in the club, and I don't feel guilty about it, and I'm just thrilled to death because I have never been in a chopper. Never. So I hope he remembers now, because I'll bean him one if he doesn't. I'm sure he does. But he came over and he said, Ann, how about joining me for cocktails on Friday afternoon? And I said, sounds fine, you know. He said, okay, I'll pick you up in a chopper. I said, whoopee! I said, you're not kidding me, Sandy. He said, no. He said, I'm serious. He said, I promised you a long time ago that I would give you a ride. And he said, we'll take a little tour of the DMZ. I said, great. When he first came here, which was, oh, I don't know, 5 months ago, somewhere around there, and when I was introduced to him, I said, where do you work? You know, he said, aviation. I said, listen, I want something from you. I want to ride in a chopper. He said, okay, one of the days, I promise you. So he didn't forget. Anyhow, that's what I'm really excited about, is getting a ride in a chopper, because, as I say, it's something I have never done before. What else? What else? I made some notes on here, and I'm talking rapidly, I know, but so many times I run out of tape, and this time I had a couple of things to mention. A minor thing, but something that I got a chuckle out of a couple of days ago. I had 3 oranges, not one, but 3. I got them from the mess hall, and I was just so happy, Duchess. No, I haven't seen an orange in months and months. I don't know when I had an orange last, and I came home like they were solid gold, you know. I ate one, and then I gave one to Fran and gave one to Joan, and I got a big charge at eating a real live orange. We don't get much fresh fruit. Occasionally, maybe, but I haven't seen any in a long time. So that was another good thing. And what else? I had my teeth cleaned a few days ago. I went to the dentist over here at 2nd of the 72nd, Camp Beard, that's across the street. And what else? Oh, I have to go back because I have one small cavity. I also am going to see one of the Dr. Sobel, I think. You know, Second Med. You know this Physahex that I use, you know, in the green carton? I'm sure you're familiar with it, Duchess. But I wanted to get some more, and they can't give it out because it's very expensive. And they said if the doctor recommends it, they'll give me all I want. So I'm going to go talk to him because I don't have good skin. At least I don't think so. But I've been using this stuff regularly because I had a gallon of it that I got about a month or so ago. So I've been bathing in it. But it's excellent for the skin, and I think it has done wonders to my skin. You know, it kills all bacteria and whatnot, and of course over here it's so dirty, and the roads are filthy, and the dust flies around all the time. So I thought I'd go up and talk to him and see if, you know, tell him that it's done wonders for me, and see what he says. So depends on what kind of an individual he is, but if he, you know, he has to okay it. If he gives me a slip that I can get it from the dispensary, then I can get all that I want, and I won't have to pay for it. Because I would buy it, Duchess. I don't mind buying it, but you can't get it here. And this is the problem. So I have a appointment, I think, this week to go up and chat with him. And that'll give me a chance to goof off. That's on my own time, come to think of it. But what else? What else? This note. No, I wrote something down. I can't read it. Anyway, before this thing runs out, I'm doing just fine. I really am. I've been tired. But and I don't think it's going to get better, Duchess, because we just don't have the people in here. As I say, we're short. But I'm well. I feel real good outside of being tired. And I should be tired because some of the days are long. And tomorrow we have a club directors meeting. Oh, I love those things. They're terrible. They really are. They're dreadful. They go on for 7-8 hours. and that's up at RC2, Vicky's Club. And then tomorrow night we have another USO show. We've been getting more fortunate with USO shows. We've had two a month almost, the last month or two anyway, and usually at least one a month, sometimes two. I had a short note from Mother, and I had a short letter from Anne, which was very good because I don't get too much mail, so I was very happy to hear from them. The reason you haven't heard from Mother, and I'm sure the first chance she gets, she'll be down there telling you all about it. She was up visiting Mary Freer. And in fact, she stayed up there, I don't know, I guess a week or something. Mary had been injured. I don't get this, but Mother said she fell out of the car. But evidently she's all right now, and Mother was, I guess, helping out with the household chores and whatnot. But she's not that crazy about where Mary lives, the area. And Mary wants her to stay there permanently. And Mother said she doesn't like it, and she doesn't plan to stay there. So I'm glad about that, because I don't think Mother should either, you know. We discussed this once before. So that's why you haven't seen or heard from Mother. But in her letter, she did say she has got to get down and see you, because it's been a long time, and she's most anxious to hear what's going on. And then Anne's note was very good. Nothing too exciting happening. She has a new hairstyle, and she's been working very hard. Of course, with all her evenings, most of her evenings tied up, it's pretty routine, you know, with the rehearsals and what have you. But she's well, and I think she's tickled pink with the apartment. And this is good. I really should try to make a tape to her. Oh, boy. No time for anything, Duchess. Really. What else can I tell you? I'm just hitting on the highlights. I'm very cozy in my little room. And, you know, I was thinking last night, I think it was, this is the first time, and I mean, that I've really had a room of my own, completely my own, at 429 Belgrove. Remember, I had the den area for a while into a bedroom. But if I can have a little privacy in my own room, it's a nice feeling, and particularly now since it's set up, and it's pretty cozy. In fact, Betty Lawrence came back Sunday from Japan. You know, she was there for a few weeks. Her cousin was ill, and I told her that I had taken this big room. At first, she was quite upset about it, but once I explained to her why, that Mary was an 8 and I was a 9, anyway, I was afraid that she might be upset because she's been away for over a month, but it worked out very nicely, so I'm here to stay in this big room. Oh, I can't think of anything else offhand, Duchess. I was very happy to hear the news about Bess being so well, and I'm grateful that you keep in touch. As I say, do it only when you can. Don't go out of your way. And for goodness sakes, take care of yourself. Don't worry about the bugs on the trees and the tall grass, and do those things when you can, but I'm so afraid you'll overdo. You have to be careful, Duchess, you know. And don't worry about writing. Just do what you can when you can. And don't worry about me, because I'm doing fine. Looking forward to this fall when I can take a vacation. Whoopee! This is running out, I think, Duchess. So until next time, bye-bye. Take care.